Hello, everyone. You are listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. I am Jordan Hall, and as always, I am joined by the dynamic Joe Fordyce, and we are absolutely ecstatic to be joined by this special guest, special assistant to the GM and former beloved Flyer, Danny Briere. Danny, thank you so much for joining us. We know you've been busy this offseason with the team, but how has your summer been so far?
It's been good. Yeah, we were a little busy, lots of little things to fix around here, but it was an exciting summer. Obviously, my first summer in the hockey ops department for myself. It was fun to be involved. Starting with the end of the season, the draft, development camp, in the building and getting ready for the next season. So it's been a good summer, and I'm looking forward to training camp right around the corner.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Danny, I'm curious, what is, with your new role, and I know you were traveling the world junior and all different things during the off season so far, what is your favorite part of the job?
There's a lot of cool little things because I'm not, stuck in one area. I get to touch on a little bit of everything. I really enjoy the amateur scouting. You mentioned the World Junior Championship last year. I remember at the end of the year watching, trying to get a sense of who were the top maybe 12 to 15 picks, getting to know them, watching them play, getting to know their game. It's something that I really, really enjoy. And this summer, being part of how we're going to change what happened last year, kind of build for next season. Being part of that was really cool. I was as a player for a lot of years, you're not too sure how things work upstairs. So it was fun to be involved.
Yeah, Danny, you mentioned how busy you've been over the summer and this offseason. Can you maybe give us a glimpse into what it entailed for you from the hiring of John Tortorella all the way through free agency? What kind of went into your job responsibilities?
I would say a big part of it was going through all the coaching search was a big part of the summer. As far as the draft goes as well, coming down, to the draft in Montreal, discussing all the players, making the list, getting ready for it, or trading the pick or all that stuff. At the end, nothing really made sense for us, and the player that we really wanted was still there at five, so we didn't want to lose him. So I would say probably those two areas were where most of my time was spent this summer.
Danny, just curious on the subject of John Tortorella. We worked with Scott Hartnell. He obviously played for him, and he's talked about that. We talked to Cam Atkinson on this podcast, and, Cam has spoken about how John makes believers and kind of changes the whole mindset of the entire organization, whether it be the lowest ranking trainer or the first line center. It doesn't matter who you are. Even though training camp hasn't started yet, do you sense a different sort of atmosphere since John's hiring?
Definitely. He's been around here, just for a few days per week. I think he got in this week full time. Already you sense something different downstairs. The players are aware. They're aware they're going to have to work hard. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Training camp is right around the corner, and they're nervous about it. I think the guys, their alertness has risen. So that's what I'm excited about. I think there's a lot of false perception on John Tortorella. And when we started diving a little deeper into who he was and how he coached his team, how he treated people, the one constant that kept coming up is how much he cared about his players and his staff. He treats people the right way. He protects his players. That's who he's committed to. And then when you see, you know, the little feuds with different reporters, you know, in his past, if you look, it's always about protecting his players. And I think the players realize that. And sometimes when you're in the battle with him, you don't realize how much he cares about you. But I've heard Scott Hartnell talk about that, how much, you know, once he left Columbus, you know, how much he realized how good he was for him and for the team. And that's what we kept hearing when we talked to different players. That's what we kept coming back about John Tortorella, is how much he made him better. They didn't realize it at the moment, and how much he cared about his players. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great turnaround. I think he's going to bring back some accountability around the team, and that's what I'm excited to see.
Yeah, Danny, if I could just follow up on that real quick. As a former player, with you mentioned the scraps with the media members, but and then they all rooted from him defending a player, and you had the incident when he was with Vancouver when he went into the other team's hallway, and that was about defending a player. And I think the narrative around those sort of things became what a guy he was. But if you were a player on that team, how would you feel about seeing that happen from your coach?
Yeah, you feel that the coach has your back. He might be tough on you. He might, you know, be pushing you to the limit every day. But at the end of the day, you know he has your back. And I think that's also what he's trying to tell the players. You know, and that's kind of the message. I'm going to be hard on you. I need to get the best out of you, but I also have your back. And, you know, I think it's something that we need at this point, at the moment here, you know, in the Flyers dressing room. You know, there's a lot of good quality coaches coming in into the summer. But I think John Tortorella is the guy we need at the moment.
Danny, when we spoke to you at your introductory press conference in February, you mentioned how important it would be for young players developing in terms of the Flyers turning this around. Is there a young player in particular, maybe two, that you're pretty excited about that maybe could impact the club this season coming up?
Yeah, there's a few guys. You know, and then obviously losing Claude Giroux, losing Jake Voracek the previous year, there's responsibilities that are available now. We're going to need some young guys to step up and see what they have. You know, they've been waiting kind of behind Jake and Claude for so many years. You know, I think a guy like Travis Konecny might be able to take a big chunk of that. You know, what happens with Owen Tippett? I think he might be ready to take on a step. There's a lot of good young players. You know, Morgan Frost, Wade Allison, Tanner Leszczynski. One guy that I'm really excited about, and he showed at the World Junior Championship how much down the road he could be an impact. And I don't know if it's going to be this year, right at the start of the year. He might have to start in the minors because of all the numbers that we have. But Tyson Forster played extremely well at the World Junior Championship, you know, solidify himself on the top two lines for a strong Team Canada team. That's very, very encouraging. You know, and on defense, I think that Cam York is turning the corner, watching him practice, watching him skate around here. He's turning into a man. He's getting bigger, stronger, faster. I think it'll be a big year for Cam York as well.
Danny, you mentioned Travis Konecny, and if you look at Tortorella's history, a lot of times he seems to zero in on a player he thinks that he can get more out of that maybe hasn't been. It didn't work out with Ryan Johansson in Columbus, and Johansson ended up getting moved. But do you feel like Konecny is one of those players that Tortorella will look at and say, this, we can get way more out of this guy, and kind of, I don't know if be extra hard on him in camp is the right way to say it, but we'll really kind of zero in on him?
Oh, and what I like about the Travis Konecny, John Tortorella relationship is TK is a guy that's not afraid to work hard. And I think if he gets challenged and he gets pushed to the limit, it's definitely, I like the type of response you're going to get from him. He's a guy that responds. He's a guy that has some spunk. He has some grit. I think he'll be able to get even more out of Travis. So I think it could be great for both of them. I think he's going to help towards his team. And then for Travis, I think it's going to help him take the next step in his development.
Danny, I'm curious, how do you see this season? How is your outlook for the team? I think some people might view it as a transitional year, new coach, a lot of change in the offseason. Or do you think fans should be thinking playoffs? Should they have that on their mind going into next year?
It's tough to tell at this point. There's a lot of answers that are needed. I think we'll be more competitive. I mean, I'm sure we're going to be more competitive than we were last year. We didn't get the super high-end talent. I get that. But we're bringing a different image or identity to this team, starting with John Tortorella. I think he's going to improve every player on the team just with that. Tony D'Angelo, with his spunk and his character, he's a guy that is going to leave it all on the ice. He's someone who grew up in this area. He understands the fan base. I'm really excited about him. He's going to help our power play as well. And I think Nick DeLaurier will make everybody feel a little bigger, a little stronger, a little tougher in the lineup. So that all goes into the new identity, the new culture that we're building around here. I don't think we're going to win the Stanley Cup right away, but I think we'll take a big step forward. And we'll get some answers that are needed on some of the players, meaning that are they ready to take the next step or is it time to move on? So it's a big year for a lot of players.
So, Danny, when you look at what John Tortorella did in Columbus and you look at the rosters he had, they didn't really jump off the page. And, in fact, during his time there, they're losing free agents like Panarin and players like that. And he made the playoffs four straight years. So when you look at this Flyers roster right now, it's kind of looking the same way. It's not jumping off of the page at, that this team's going to do X, Y, and Z. Do you feel like this is an ideal roster for Tortorella to take over at this point in time?
Yeah, I even feel that he probably has a little bit more talent than when he first arrived in Columbus. How he was able to turn that team. And obviously, they got Panarin down the road. They got Matt Duchene. Seth Jones came aboard. So obviously, they made some trades and they improved the team. But when he first arrived, if I look at the two teams, I think the Flyers has probably more talent, has a little bit more depth than what he was given early on in Columbus. And that's what gets me excited. I think he'll be able to get even more early on out of that team. Again, it goes back to we'll see what we have. Some of the players that, are they able to take the next step or is it time to go in a different direction?
Yeah, Danny, I think John Tortorella will be a major selling point for fans for getting excited about this team. I've had people ask me what should intrigue me about these Flyers, and I always say a 24-year-old goalie in Carter Hart, that I think the sky's the limit, and you have a coach in John Tortorella who gets players to play hard in front of his goalie. What are your biggest reasons to be excited about this team going into this season?
Well, I think, first of all, the injuries that we were hit with last year, hopefully it doesn't happen again. So getting Sean Couturier just to start, your number one center that barely played last year, that's a huge addition to start with. Having a little bit more depth on defense, obviously Ellis, it doesn't look good for the start of the season. Hopefully we get him at some point, but adding Tony D'Angelo, another guy that can move the puck, play on the power play, is going to help our top four. So, those are the things right away that gets me excited. And then you bring in John Tortorella and I think he's going to fit in. His personality just fits in perfectly with, the passion of the Philly fans. I think that's going to mesh well. I think people are going to love him, and he's not going to accept, players not working hard and just coasting out there. So, and we know Philadelphia is all about work ethic. You give it your all, and you'll be fine. The fans will respect you, and that's what John Tortorella commends from his players. So, I can't wait to see that. Those are probably the main reason why I'm excited about the season.
Danny, last one for me. Cam Atkinson being on this team and having the previous history with with John Tortorella in Columbus, and you know, he told us about getting benched and then kind of how that benefited him, and Scott has told us stories too about just the coaching style. And both players, well, Scott has said he wished he had John Tortorella earlier in his career than when he did. Yeah. Cam is a guy who had him earlier in his career. So do you think Cam will be a big piece of kind of teaching the younger players the John Tortorella way, considering he did have him when he was younger? And while some of these guys might, you know, feel sort of like rebellious against the Tortorella way, Cam can kind of level that off and say, hey, you know, this is kind of the method to his madness.
I think it already started. I think he's, you know, obviously the players talk, they have a chat, and they get in touch. So I think it has already started. Look, we realize there's probably going to be some casualty along the way. There's some players that are just not going to fit the mold that he wants. And we're aware of that. But the players that have character, the players that can bounce back, that can push themselves to the limit, those are the players that are going to survive. And that's the players that we want in the dressing room. So I'm not too worried about that. If, you know, if there's a casualty, it's probably because that player is not strong enough mentally or not willing to push himself to the limit. And that's what John Tortorella is going to be able to sniff out. And I think it's going to make us a better team because of it.
Yeah, Danny, our last question, is that the most important objective going into this season, is really building a culture, getting back to the Flyer way of culture first? Is that really a major objective here?
Well, it's one of them. It's definitely something that's important to recreate. I think the last few years haven't been good enough. And we're in a market where people expect hard work and expect the team to make the playoffs and leave it all on the ice. And it has not happened the last few years. So yeah, that identity that I was talking about and that culture, I think it's something that's really important. You don't realize how important it is until you lose it. And, you know, it's something we got to get back here. It's been here for years. When you look back at the guys that won the Stanley Cup in the 70s and the following teams, the Flyers have always been competitive. They've always been hardworking teams. And I think we got away from that a little bit the last couple of years, and it's time to bring it back. And I'm not saying we're going to be the Broad Street Bullies. I know hockey has changed and it's not the way it's played anymore. But we also have to play to the city a little bit and to our fans that are so passionate and have a hardworking team. That's what the fans deserve.
Danny, thank you so much. We, Joe and myself, cannot thank you enough for coming on and giving us your insight. Glad you're having a great summer, and we're really excited to see you around the arena and the practice facility much more moving forward. So thanks so much, and we'll definitely see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Jordan. Man. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Sounds great, Danny. Thank you. Flyers Talk is brought to you by Great Railing. Stop into Great Railing for the highest quality and lowest prices on all your railing, decking, and fencing needs. What a great move, Joe, by the Flyers to keep Danny Briere in the organization. We know he had been around a lot. He had been on the ice working with prospects. He had been involved in a lot of things like amateur scouting, but they obviously created an official role for him in the winter of last season. So just a smart move, because I think Danny Briere is rising and rising and rising. Such a smart hockey mind. Joe, what was one of your biggest takeaways from our discussion with Danny?
Well, yeah, the one, just to follow up on what you just said there, I feel like when he was a finalist for the Montreal Canadiens job, and I feel like the Flyers saw that and said, well, we better do something to keep him here, because if Montreal had, you know, where there's the amount of eyes and attention on that franchise in Canada, if he's down to the, you know, the final interview stages for that particular position, then, you know, he's going to be a sought after commodity, and the Flyers, I think, did well by themselves to keep him in the organization by giving him that position. My biggest takeaway would be one of the last things he said. I think the question I asked him about the Cam Atkinson having the influence, being that he had him as a younger player, and when he said we knew there was, we know there's going to be casualties along the way, and it's probably because if there is, it's probably because a player is not mentally willing to basically go to the limit. That's a pretty strong statement. That's a strong statement from somebody in the hierarchy of a team that hasn't even hit the ice yet under this current coach. So I think you can really feel the influence of, while this offseason hasn't involved a ton of notable changes on the ice, that the front office, the head coach, the attitude has undergone significant changes, because I don't know that that, what he just said there, would have been the case a year and a half ago. I suspect it wouldn't have been. So, you know, that was a big that's a big takeaway for me. I felt like that was a really strong statement. And, you know, I asked him earlier in the interview about the, even though training camp hasn't started, has he sensed the difference with Tortorella being on board? And I feel like that statement he made late in the interview is an example of that mindset. It's kind of a no nonsense, and, you know, we're not going to show up and just get pushed around because our roster doesn't say we have, you know, a Stanley Cup contending team. And I think that's a big deal. And I think this city will appreciate that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Coming off a season where you lose, 57 games. They were 25, 46, and 11. I don't think anything should be given to a team that lost that many games. Everything has to be earned. No one should feel comfortable. And I think that's what they're trying to build here. And I agree. I think that's, it sounds refreshing. It sounds refreshing that they're going in saying, we might not be the most talented, but you're going to work the hardest. And we need to at least earn that respect back from the fans, because fans are frustrated. Let's not hide it. Fans are really frustrated with what happened last season, that the offseason there wasn't major splashes. They have all the right in the world to be frustrated, but the Flyers can control their work ethic and trying to weed out who doesn't belong here and who does belong. And that will at least create a culture and, I think, an identity on the ice that fans can at least come and be and watch and be proud of, at least. And that's, I think, the start of these turnarounds. You have to at least build a culture and identity first, and then try to figure out what pieces go into place moving forward. So that would be a takeaway as well, Joe. Yeah.
I would say we all understand. Listen, there's an issue with fan attendance with this team right now. And I don't think the only way to get fans back is to have a superstar on the ice or a new addition, or you have to give the fans a reason to come to the arena. You have to give them a reason to buy tickets. And being a competitive team that doesn't go out on the ice and get pushed around, or, you know, it's not 1-0 and the game's immediately over, which is what we felt over the last two seasons, I think that's a reason to come watch this team play. If they play a brand of hockey that is competitive and exciting, I don't think it necessarily matters who is on the ice if they're competitive and they play entertaining hockey games. And I think that's, if the Flyers plan, and all indications are from everyone we've talked to, whether it be John Tortorella or Danny Briere just now, they're planning, it seems like they're trying to lay the groundwork for their culture and their, the sort of mantra as a team before they fill in the roster they want for a team that they hope eventually will compete for a Stanley Cup. You have to build the foundation first, right? You don't build a building without the foundation before the building shows up. So I think once, if you build that foundation and you show the fans that this team will be competitive, you'll see a different fan turnout. And, you know, we know the fans are starving to come watch this team play. It's not about, I don't think it's about lack of interest. I think it's a lot about anger at this point in time. And it seems like they're the steps toward, you know, that brand that Danny talked about there at the end of the interview, getting back to that brand hockey that, you know, that the fans in the city know and love, it seems like that they're taking the early steps and they're well on their way.
There's going to be a ton of debate about interest and excitement among the fan base, and rightfully so. For me as a reporter, I'm very intrigued because of what Danny said in terms it's a make or break year for so many guys. It's going to be a very, very telling season, and that intrigues me. I think there's going to be decisions to be made. We're going to find out who they think belongs in the picture moving forward. We're going to see who doesn't belong. And I think you're going to see John Tortorella kind of put his stamp on the team and the front office, obviously, major year for them in terms of seeing some of their young players take strides and really trying to reinvigorate the fan base. That will be the true test, I think, for the folks like Danny Briere, Chuck Fletcher, Brent Flair, all the folks in the front office, and then, of course, the folks on the coaching staff. But the make-or-break year certainly has my eyes and attention, without a doubt. Well, Joe, great stuff as always. Thank you so much. Great seeing you. Great chatting with you. A big thank you, of course, to Danny Briere for taking some time out of his day, out of his schedule. We know how busy he is, and his insight was terrific, per usual. A big thank you to Ben Berry, our podcast producer and guru, for always being flexible with our time. And Flyers fans, of course, always, as always, thank you so much for listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast presented by Great Railing. Wherever you get your podcast, please rate and listen, and we can't wait to talk to you next time.